Interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout Indian River County and the Treasure Coast? Then you found the right show, The Vero Insider, also available online at theveroinsider.com. Now here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hi, everyone. It's the end of April. That's right. We're very excited about this because hopefully we are on an upswing for good things to finally transpire for not just our community, but for all of us nationwide and globally. I think that we're ready for it. And today I am very excited that we have a great guest who's going to be able to give us some accurate updates of what's happening citywide. And prior to doing so, I'm taking a look at the fact that I have some white paint on my nails, and it just reminded me that just like you can add a fresh coat of paint to the walls of your home during these times where you are trying to rest and you see inevitably something that's wrong, and as a homeowner you must get up and do it straight away if you're anything like me, you can go about planning to make some appointments for, you know, adding a fresh coat of paint, if you will, to your hair. That's right. Our friends at True Colors will be opening up in a few days. Governor DeSantis is going to be giving a green light. Of course, they're going to have to do things operationally a little bit different as far as the number of people that are able to be in the salon and so forth. They were already very sanitary and the like, but still, you're going to need to make an appointment. So with that being said, reach out to our friends over at True Colors and feel fresh after COVID. You'll be so happy that you did. And same thing applies to our friends over at Foxy Nails. They will be open in a few days as well. You can get your manicure and pedicure. I know you need them. I know you do. And just know that they are strictly by appointment only as well. So typically they would love walk-ins. However, in this current COVID universe that we're living in, it is strictly appointment only. And for those of you who didn't know, they also own the Viet Bull restaurant that's there in that plaza over by the Dollar General, and alongside of it, a beautiful all-new Asian market. So if you're looking for some fresh and healthy Vietnamese cuisine, it is all available to go. And in addition, at their market, they have hand sanitizer, toilet paper, paper towel, all sorts of fun things. Very affordable, no price gouging. You're in, you're out. It's a very sterile and clean environment. So shout out to our family over at Foxy Nails and our friends at True Colors. Thanks for helping to make us feel great once we're able to get out of our homes and spread our wings a bit. So in the studio, I have with us my friend from the centennial days where we were at back-to-back events nearly daily, and then he quickly took the reign as mayor of the city of Vero Beach, and he's here with us today to help shed some light on some updates of our city. Please help me welcome Mayor Tony Young. Ooh. Hello, my friend.
Hello, hello.
I'm so glad you're here and you could make time.
Well, you know, it's awesome to be with you. I've missed you. You know, your smile. I want everybody listening to know that when we began planning for the centennial, there was only one name for Miss Centennial.
Aww.
There you go. And it was a home run. I am not kidding you. Anna is somebody that I think everybody realizes has a lot of energy. She's dedicated. She was 100% on board. And it was spectacular. I mean, if you look back at it, for me, a year or so ago, I was thinking, well, maybe I'll be mayor this year. And then we had the centennial. But actually what happened, the centennial was absolutely the perfect setup to be mayor this year.
1,000%.
Because
you were almost like a mini mayor of the centennial. As the co-chair with Tammy.
Well, it gave me a lot of opportunity to work with people that I need to work with during the COVID crisis. I mean, and you know, my background is in the Army and dealing with crisis, so that's kind of where I'm at.
You were a good man for the job. Just saying, everything happens for a reason, Tony.
So it's great to be here. I'm looking forward to it. So bring it on.
Now, so that's actually a really good thing for you to mention, because the centennial did allow for everyone to engage on a different level. There was a lot of planning for each event preemptively, as well as obviously the day of the event itself, where you get this, depending on which event, if it was outside, you know, you always have the anticipation of whether or not the weather's going to coordinate with you. And, you know, and then from there, the uptick of the number of people of all different walks of life, of all different ages coming and going. And so I would say that 1,000% the centennial was a great setup for you to be able to be an influential and positive mayor, despite the fact that, yeah, we're in some troubling times right now.
Well, if you think about it, for me, you know, my background is one part, but translating it to a civilian, to a community basis, it makes you think, okay, now what do we need and how do we go about it? And, you know, the city of Vero Beach has a very, very strong staff, but when you have a crisis, it's beyond just the staff itself. You know, you look to the Dr. Coppola, the Mental Health Association. We've brought them in and had them as a part of our update with the city manager and myself. As, you know, so your mental
Very
health
smart,
group.
Yes.
You know, and then the next occasion we brought in a neighbor of mine, Jeremy. He's pastor of the United Methodist Church, because the faith community is integral. You think about, okay, the impact economically on providing food for the community. Well, guess what? United Methodist works hand in hand to provide that to our community. So that's another, you don't think about it, but there's so many
they
pieces
tie in.
That tie in. And then the last individual we brought in, the school board. Okay, we've been talking about the school board a lot.
Yes.
And the new superintendent was there, and he spoke to it, because you think about dealing with stress. And if you're a parent and you have kids, all of a sudden you now have an additional responsibility. And that responsibility is to mentor, teach those kids that you sent off to school each day when you went off and did something else. So,
yes.
So bringing the community together, I think, has been vital. But I've been very, very pleased. I think we've done a good job.
I would concur with that. And I know that nowadays you all as a city council are referring to yourselves as the COVID council. So how is governing under these emergency conditions different than, say, 8 weeks ago?
Well, I mean, for most people, you know, you think about, well, okay, I know what a mayor is, and the city manages everything. Well, the way that the county is organized, and it makes sense if you back away from it, is we've taken all of the different components and brought them together under the Indian River County Emergency Operations Center.
Uh-huh. So, and those are weekly calls that transpire as well.
So, yeah. You know, once this began, you know, the responsibility was provided to them to pull together, like the law enforcement, pull together the press, pull together and work and help support the public Department of Health. But the linkage is everything that happens there is implemented and supported by Fellsmere, Sebastian, and Vero. And in certain communities like Vero, you know, we own our own beaches, okay? The county has its beaches. So really, it's a team effort where, as we see things developing, we provide input, you know, a decision is made, and then we make it happen. And it's, you know, every aspect that you look in your community and you think to yourself, you know, who's important to make it through this, you know, this crisis? And, you know, the last thing you want would be, well, guess what? The garbage collector didn't show up.
That would be frustrating.
Yeah, you know,
in a time where people are already on walking on eggshells, if you will,
right,
depending
right,
on
right.
their individual circumstances. So most certainly, like you say, all of these individual groups collectively come together. And I know that we've had wonderful Eric Menger. He's been able to call on with us and give us some updates of what's happening at the airport. There was a number of folks concerned about those statewide, you know, interstate travel and the like. And so we've been able to get some good feedback here on the Vero Insider. to share with our listeners some real true updates. And you had mentioned about the beaches, and as of yesterday, Tuesday, April 28th, the beaches have opened back up in a limited capacity.
Correct, correct. And again, this is another learning process, because as we got ready to, you know, kind of pull back when we weren't sure how things were going, we had folks from other locations, you know, pile on onto our beaches. Okay, so the last thing we wanted to do was say, hey, you know, beaches are open. All of a sudden, folks from everywhere, you know, jumps on, you know, our limited beaches. But I think we've done it in a way that will allow us to say, you know, things are going well. Okay, let's keep it going. Or maybe, you know, maybe we want to pull back a little bit. But the beaches are a place where we can exercise, and that's all of the activities that the governor says, like, you know, that are athletic, you can do.
And it's important for your mental health, for your physical well-being. I mean, so many things. And yet here we have the best backdrop. And for the past several weeks, we haven't been able to use them. So I know that there's a number of people who are elated that they're open back up.
That was the number one question that we all had, like, when are you going to get the beaches open? And as it's turned out, I think it'll be a great success. But, I think the beaches are, like you said, an outlet. It's like a relief valve, because if you noticed, the city of Vero Beach kept our parks open.
And our boat ramps.
Our boat ramps. So there was pressure, like, hey, you know, like close the boat ramps. No, we kept them open. And the point was, there was concern early in regards to the beaches, where it was shown that people were going like, I'm not going to follow your instructions. And we didn't want that as a way to increase the viruses. And fortunately, over the last couple of weeks, you know, the number of cases have been very, very few. You know, we've built a capacity in the hospitals. And thank God for Cleveland Clinic. They've done.
They're a well-run operation. Well, we're very fortunate to have them. The Treasure Coast as a whole, really.
It is, because, you know, I mentioned before my experience with emergency operations. Before this unfolded, I had a chance to talk with the leadership there, and they were proactively anticipating what would be required. And fortunately, we haven't needed it, but it was there.
Right. And for that, we should count our blessings.
Without a doubt.
Now, one of the things that I noticed as we were going into more of the evolving changes of COVID was, it was almost like there were 2-week increments on everything. So is it fair to say, as we cycle back out, that we'll be looking at things in 2-week intervals? Like, for example, right now the beaches are strictly for athletic relief. There's not to be sunbathing, picnicking, that sort of thing. But if we see that it's going well, and in a couple of weeks, might we be able to relook at that?
I would imagine that it only makes sense that it's a gradual implementation, because if you look back at the number of executive orders from the governor, you know, all of a sudden, boom, we weren't into the middle of COVID. It was a succession of
Correct.
Directives
mm-hmm.
that said, okay, guess what? Palm Beach and Miami-Dade, you've got it. Well, you know, a week later, they said, guess what? We're reelected. Let's apply it to everybody. So as we unfold, I think it'll be a phase. Will it be 2 weeks? You know, that's a guideline. And we want to have the opportunity to make that happen in a way that gives us the opportunity to see if there is a canary that's chirping in the mind that says, you know,
right.
we have a problem.
Yes.
So, because if you think about it, 43% of our community are 65 and older, okay?
Nearly half.
It's a big portion.
Yeah,
okay?
It is.
And if you look at our veterans, over 60% are, you know, Vietnam vets, Gulf War vets. So again, as you look at vulnerable populations, we have to be especially careful. But, you know, we want to open up. I mean, we have to open up. It's important, but we got to do it in a phased process, and we'll do that.
Yeah. Now, what are some of the benefits that you would say in working as a team with the county thus far? Because I really think that overall, Indian River is unique in the sense that we seem to be doing that a lot anyways. And so this is obviously an unprecedented situation, yet I believe that everyone has the same expectation for positive outcomes.
Well, I mean, you know, if you think about like exercising for any team sport, you have drills ahead of time where you run through the exit plays or whatever,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, our emergency services have been the same thing every June or time frame before hurricane season.
Correct.
You do a rehearsal, so you walk into a room and you recognize faces. You know, okay, he's got this, he's got that. Well, the same thing has happened by intent where we have worked with Tad Stone, and he's a new emergency services director, and he's done yeoman's job, okay?
Yeah.
Jason Brown, okay, he's a new director for the Board of County Commissioners. Monty Falls is new. Well, guess what? All of them from the get-go have said, guess what? We want to work as a group. So the last thing a community wants is all of a sudden one day you're going one direction and then 2 days later, oops, no, we're going to go in this direction. So people hate that. So
right.
The idea is, okay, let's spend a little time ahead of time, think through this, and then move in a unified direction. And so far, it's been successful.
I would agree wholeheartedly, and I'm very proud. In my line of work, of course, a special shout out to White Glove Moving Storage and Delivery, where we are still fully operational and helping people in the moving process. People are still moving. The real estate industry is still allowing transactions to transpire. Folks might feel skittish with markets and different ways of putting their money into stocks and so forth, and that's understandable, yet they feel like land and home ownership is something that they can grasp regardless of the environment of our economic system presently. And so with that being said, people are still buying and selling. And so we're still helping to move. And yet, you know, the big territory that we serve, Palm Beach County, north into Brevard, you can see each of those counties operating very differently. And I feel that in Indian River County, we are just really blessed for the fact that there's two counties separating us from Palm Beach and three counties separating us from Miami-Dade, where they just don't really want to quite make the haul all the way up here and take advantage of our boat ramps or beaches and what have you. And Brevard is just so big that they have so many options on their own. So I feel like we really are kind of in our own piece of paradise, quite literally. And it's great to see our leadership get along so well and have this great plan in place and helping to execute what residents are saying in a number of different ways and in a number of different industries. And so hats off to you all. And we are going to take a short break. You're listening to the Vero Insider. We're doing a city update with our mayor, Tony Young. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, everybody. How's everything going? Have you noticed it might be season lately? Look at all those cars. What's going on? Anyway, this is Chef Kitty from the Blue Star Restaurant in downtown Vero, reminding you that we are Vero's premier place for dining and live entertainment. With music nightly and wonderful wines and incredible new dishes on our menu, we've got hot seared foie gras, we've got sweetbreads, we've got house-cured gravlax for starters. Also, let me tempt you with our Maine lobster risotto. That's a 1.25-pound Maine lobster that I personally take out of the shell, and I serve it over a creamy risotto that has shiitake mushrooms, leek, and Parmesan cheese. Something to die for. We are also carrying this season American lamb from Oregon, Anderson Farm. It's amazing. So find us online or call us at 492-9057 for reservations. That's 492-9057. Join us at the Blue Star. We'll see you soon. Cheers.
Is owning a home your goal? With the rising cost of rent, you could be saving a lot of money by owning your own home. At Caliber Home Loans, we can help make homeownership a reality. Meet with us for a free consultation and get on the right path to buy the home of your dreams. For Caliber, home loans is all we do. We use local appraisers and offer a variety of loan options to fit your lifestyle and budget. Call us today, 844-GO-CALIBER, license number CHL15622, CaliberHomeLoansTreasureCoast.com.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get boxy nails.
Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
White glove moving and storage.
During these challenging COVID-19 times affecting our community and country, White Glove Moving and Storage has stepped up our sanitation routines to include all CDC protocol and pre-screening questions. If you have a move coming up, our team is committed to making it safe, affordable, and easy. As a local business who believes in supporting local whenever possible, we look forward to being of service and wish you all health and prosperity.
866-GLOVE-10.
Welcome back, everybody. Anna Valencia, Tillery, your happy hostess with the mostest. Thank you so much to our wonderful sponsors that support the Vero Insider each and every week. Check them out online at theveroinsider.com. You can always get gift certificates to help support these wonderful businesses. And some of them, they don't require certificates. Rather, you can have a consultation like Caliber Home Loans, where home loans is all that they do, and they can get you into your dream home. You can utilize some of that stimulus money towards home ownership. I mean, tell me about that. And trust me, buying here in Vero Beach is such a great investment. It's a special place to be able to call home, to say the least. Here in the studio, we have our mayor, Tony Young. And we were chatting during the break, and presently he works alongside Monty Falls and Tammy Bursick, who was his co-chair for the centennial. And of course, a special shout out, and God rest her soul, to our beautiful Amalie Loy, who just left us a few weeks ago and who was monumental in the centennial events. But you
just had a spirit that you couldn't stop with Alma Lake.
Oh, my heavens.
And anybody who...
The finale parade was like my favorite day ever.
And she was...
Our Grand Marshal.
She was Grand Marshal, and she was on cloud nine. And, you know, the day ended early because we had showers move in, which is quintessential Florida.
Yeah.
But it didn't matter because she was somebody that was very, very proud. And in fact, as many listeners might know, her birthday was on the 10th of June, and the 10th of June was also one of the dates that was the founding for Vero Beach. So it's kind of cool.
Beyond appropriate. Honestly, that special gal. So being that you work alongside some great members there within the city, how has it been to serve as mayor thus far?
I will share with you that, I'm prejudiced because the group that we have right now, I mean, Robbie Brackett, Joe Graves, Laura Moss, Ray Neville, have been awesome. I mean, you know, this is a team sport, and a lot of people think, well, you know, you just kind of dominate. No, you don't. What you want to do is, it's like baseball. Everybody can't be a pitcher. Everybody can't be first base. You got to have an outfielder. You got to have a catcher.
Well, but every position's important.
And, you know, my background with the veterans and Robbie's with historical preservation and Joe Gray's as an attorney. I mean, we have such a good collection of people that bring their skills and their networks together that makes it work. So yeah, it's been
successful. This whole mayor thing.
Well, you know, it's not about me. It's about the mission that we have.
And, certainly.
And that's making Vero special like Amalie would like.
Aw, you should see his face when he lights up, talk about Amalie. Well, I love it.
I'll share one last thing, because this last city council, we took a minute to give a quick tribute to Amalie. And as it turned out, 4 out of 5 of us were on the city council supported by Amalie. So she had a great deal of influence on how things operate. And whoever said that, it's a male world, I'll share with you, negative ghostwriter.
You just need to know how to weave it, I tell you. We do want our listeners to stay up to date locally with what the city has to say in reference to COVID-19 and other, interesting updates. How do they best go about doing that, Mayor?
The most important thing that we've found is that people can go. There's on Channel 13 for the city of Vero Beach. You can go to our website because twice a week we've been doing updates. And where there's a city council, naturally the whole entire council will contribute to it. Every Friday, Tad Stone, okay, from the county, does his update. There's a 3 times a week update for the county EOC as well. most important, just, you know, Google the EOC because they have all of the information. But
perfect. So covb.org is our city website. And then, of course, Google EOC. Thank you so much, Mayor, for coming in. Thank you for all you're doing and the team there at City Council. You've been listening to the Vero Insider. Until next week, cheers, folks.